There's few things the rush hour enjoys more than a Sunday session.
Wouldn't you love to just knock the top off one?
And in this Sunday session, we pour out the gold from JB and Billy.
You cannot turn your radio dial anywhere else.
It's the rush hour Sunday session.
I feel good!
On Triple M.
Bill, this week we turned into detectives.
We sure did, Jimmy boy. Officer Brownless was at his best, and he solved the crime of the century.
Later this hour, we will recap everything that happened. Also coming up, Rosie Walton joins us to pay tribute to the great Tina Turner.
Yes, indeed. But it was a big week in footy as Damien Hardwick announced he was resigning as Richmond coach. So after the break, we speak to Tigers president, John O'Rourke.
JB and Billy are back soon.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session.
There's plenty more Rush Hour on the Listener app. Download it now. LISTNR.
I feel good!
JB, it's been a big, big day for the Richmond Football Club.
Oh, hasn't it, just? It took everyone by surprise. Their three-time premiership superstar coach, Damien Hardwick, saying, I'm finished immediately. So we decided we'd get straight to the top man at the Richmond Footy Club. John O'Rourke is the president. John, welcome to you. Did this completely take you by surprise as it did us?
Hi, James. Yeah, thanks for having me. Well, yes, it certainly did take me by surprise. I got a call from Brendan Gale on Sunday evening after he'd spent a couple of hours with Damien, and like, you know, everyone else connected with the club, I was, shocked at the enormity of the decision that he's taken. But, you know, in when we think back through it, he's thought about it long and hard over a number of weeks, and, you know, we accept the decision, and I was just very pleased for Damien today. I thought he handled himself brilliantly, and, you know, he goes out with his head held really high. I thought he spoke really well, and you know, it's a selfless act by him. At the end of the day, he's doing what he thinks is in the best interest of the club. So we respect that, and we move on.
Himself and the club. G'day, John. Billy here, mate. Hey. Don't know behind the scenes, but he seemed pretty good today. As you said, he was, you know, obviously serious, but also he loves a joke, loves a little or some dad jokes. But he was jovial today.
Yeah, look, he is, and you know, I know you get to see him in the public eye and the media, and that's a very tough business. But you know, we get to see him. We check in regularly with him as a board, but you know, across the club, you know, I've always found that's him within our four walls. You know, he's got an incredibly positive attitude, and you need to have it. But you know, there's lots of highs and lows, as we know in football, and even with all of our success, we know we've had a lot of dips in the past, and you know, he's been so positive and resilient and funny with the playing group. You know, that's a hallmark of who he is. So you know, I was glad that he could express that, you know, to everyone again today.
So John, he's been a culture setter for you as much as anything else. Longest serving coach, of course, three premierships as we've discussed. But over the last sort of 10 years or more, he has really established what the Richmond Football Club now is all about from a playing point of view. He's going to be pretty hard to replace.
Oh, look, yeah, there's no doubt about that. I mean, I think I said it today when I look at him and Brendan Gale, you know, they were the architects of restoring Richmond to a, you know, a powerhouse on and off the field. And a big part of that is the environment that Damien has created and the culture. But you know, I think it's become so embedded in our club that, you know, I think it is the way we operate and the way we go forward. But of course, you know, he's a magnificent coach, a three-time premiership coach. They're pretty hard to come by, so we accept that. But you know, we've got the other thing with Damien, he really built up a team around him. He shared the leadership, you know, and there was another great quality of his. So I think people have got great experience under him, and yeah, and I think, you know, we attract good people now, and it's not just about one person. So yeah, we're pretty optimistic and confident. You know, no one person is sort of irreplaceable. As great as Damien was, you know, he'd be the first to say, you know, get on with it, and we will.
Would it disappoint you if the first round of next year he's coaching somewhere else?
Well, in some respects, that would be, you know, we'd look at that and say he's a Richmond man. But, you know, I think we have to move on. I think it's another great trait of our club is that, you know, we look after our people, and sometimes our people need to move on for good reasons, and we, you know, we support them and we cheer on. You know, I can name five or six players playing really well for other clubs across the competition this year. And, you know, there's good reasons for that, but they're actually all great Richmond men at the end of the day. So, you know, with Damien, I'd get over that if it meant that he was staying in the AFL industry.
Is there a worry in the comp, John, because we've seen two hardened AFL coaches in the last 2 weeks, Clarko and Dimmer, two hard, real hard blokes, and they've either burnt out or mental health issues. Is it every club got to look at something now with their coaches, with their senior coaches and their assistant coaches?
God, you know, I'd like to think we are. You know, we're aware of the pressures of the game across our playing group and all of our staff. So that, you know, we're trying to get better and better at the way we, you know, invest in resources that can check in on people and make sure they're okay. And it's a tough business that, you know, week yep. to week, as you say, you got to get up again. And we had Blair Hartley talking to our staff today about saying how quickly footy moves and. You know, in 6 days' time, we've got another huge game, so we've got to turn our attention to it. So, no, it is really tough. Look, Damien, you know, I think he's had tremendous resilience. You've got to remember he's into his 14th season, so you know, I think he's handled it pretty well. You know, he's maybe burnt out right at the moment, but you know, I think he's such a strong person. He'll be back. He'll come through it.
We appreciate you jumping on. Well done to Damien Hardwick, by the way. What a superstar he's been for your footy club, and we hope he does get the chance to go back and be celebrated by all the Richmond fans who love what he's been about.
I certainly hope so. Thanks for your time, guys.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
A humble man who had much about which to be humble.
Triple M. Today, JB, we lost an icon of the rock and roll industry in Tina Turner.
We did, and whenever sadness like this lands on the entertainment industry, we get hosed in because she is our resident rock chick and has, I imagine, Rosie, as we say hello to you, played a hell of a lot of Tina Turner over your journey.
Oh, look, at home, probably not so much at this station, but she was the ultimate rock chick, I reckon.
Oh, yeah.
There's like a checklist of things that she's done. So if you were trying to build one in a factory,
yes,
you'd take notes of what she'd done. I'll get to those in a minute. But
have you ever seen her live?
No.
I reckon I have. Jim? I just can't remember where. It wasn't just her.
Yeah.
She was there as part of something, I remember. But
okay.
she had this incredible stage presence.
Oh, just
bloody oath.
Amazing. And Rabs, you called her an icon, and it's bandied around a lot, but she is. Like, even just her hair was iconic. Mm. There's a dog that gets around my part of town that's known as Tina Turner because it has that sort of hair.
Yep.
But she was born Anna Mae Bullock in Tennessee in 1939. She passed away aged 83 in Zurich, and her final world tour was in 2009.
Where was she born exactly?
Well, she sang in the church choir at Nutbush's Spring Hill Baptist Church. So the little area of Tennessee that she was in was called Nutbush. Her mum ran off when she was 11. Then she ended up going back to her mum when she was 16, but a tough cotton picking upbringing, like real tough.
So with all of the amazing stuff she did, is Nutbush the quintessential Tina number?
Yeah. So 1966, they released River Deep Mountain High with her then dirtbag husband, Ike Turner. They started playing together in 56. Mm. So that was very big. But yeah, probably the Nutbush for us in Australia, but simply the best. It's just the best, but simply in brackets. That's pretty up there too. 1994 was Private Dancer that kicked off her solo career. Then in 1995, Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. Yes. George Miller said today that they only had her in mind for the auntie entity part because he was writing it that it was a person that can survive a dominant force. Somebody just has those survival skills, and that was the only person that they could think of. She was also the Acid Queen in Who's Tommy. The song that she had in Beyond Thunderdome was We Don't Need Another Hero. She did two campaigns for Rugby League. The first one was with her song What You Get Is What You See in 1989. So that was the ad that she didn't do with the players at the time, her song. Then she came back in 1990 for the Winfield Cup, and she appeared in an ad with the players to her song The Best. In 1992, she recorded it with Jimmy Barnes, who is coming in later, so I'm sure we'll hear about that with Jimmy. And in 1993, she was back for the Rugby League Grand Final. And to honour her, the NRL will play Simply the Best ahead of every match this weekend.
Oh, great.
Which is really good
by them. The best promo ever for rugby league, wasn't it? It was really good.
Fit. She did the GoldenEye theme, the Timothy Dalton Bond film, and indirectly provided one of the greatest TV moments in the last 10 years, where Patrick sang to David in Schitt's Creek the best. It was a beautiful moment. But the Nutbush, weirdly Australian. I tried to find an article about where it originated because I learned it in grade 3 with Gracie Smith. This is the song here.
There was great vision, which I know you would have seen, or you might have seen it, Hose, of the Perth netball team. What are they called?
The Lynx?
Not the Swifts. Anyway, whatever they're called. On the banks, I reckon, of the of the river over there with their stretch bands.
Oh,
and
brilliant.
They were all doing the Nutbush with the stretch bands.
Oh, that is so good.
And it was nuts. It went for 20, 30 seconds, this vision of it. It was so cool.
So I thought
about it today. Only Australian, which is weird.
There's not been anybody been able to identify the exact moment that a teacher somewhere in Australia started teaching it. Some think it started in Queensland. Did you learn it in WA?
Yeah, I remember people doing it all the time. And they're pretty simple steps. So even as bad a dancer as myself,
you looked good.
Could actually all make it work.
But some girls would get out on that dance floor and go berserk.
Oh, I will push people out of the way. I love it. We did it this morning as a group here at Triple M. So if you go to the Triple M Melb Instagram, you can see it in the stories. But she hung out with the Rolling Stones. There's great footage of her in 1966 with this rockin' silver dress. But this is the checklist. Hung with the Stones.
Yep.
Was in a Mad Max movie.
Yep.
Did a Bond theme. Yep. Was just a top chick.
Right. Unbelievable.
That's ticking the boxes.
Love her.
Fit. She got a stocking ad when she was 56. Yep. 56 years of age because her legs were so good.
Mm.
She got this big stocking or hosiery ad.
Mm. Unbelievable. 20 mil?
Hosiery. Hose.
He said all of that just so he could finish.
No. 56. Good on her.
Valet, Tina Turner.
Yep.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
That's VicRoads.gov. The gov.
We are going to get to the bottom of something here.
Who?
The three of us.
Are we?
Well, because the Friday night footy team came in.
Yes.
Studio.
Mm-hmm.
And our property.
Chips.
Barbecue chips.
Gone.
Gone.
Missing.
Missing.
Yeah.
And we've got CCTV cameras.
Guess what we saw on it?
A huge nose. A massive conch. Belonging to Tunnel Cliff.
That's it.
He is now the chip stealer.
Well, we'll wait and see, Jim.
Well, it won't be able to spot him on the vision.
Well, we could only see a nose, so we haven't seen a face.
Like one of those anteaters.
They just went across.
Dive their nose down into the holes in the ground.
It was him or Liam Pickering. We don't know yet. CSI. Nice, Raps.
So, Thursday,
yep.
I go to Coles. They've got barbecue chips, family packs.
On special?
On special. 2 for $5. So I buy some. I buy some sakata, whatever they're called.
This isn't all over $2.50 pack of chips.
No, I'll tell you what happens. I bring him in Friday.
You did?
Thursday, sorry. And I said, right, there we are. Because I'd eaten most of Witt's sakatas. And then there's some barbecues. Anyway, I have to go to Adelaide the next day. I'm not back in the office until today.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking to myself, I feel like a barbecue chip.
So
I go to the only place in the office where they're stored.
Bill's desk.
And I said to Whit, I'm very sure I bought 2 packets of barbecue chips. And Whit goes, yeah, they'll be in there. I said, no, they're not in there. So then we started an investigation as to what's happened to them. And they've been eaten.
They have.
By the Friday night football team.
Friday
is
huddle.
Is what I'm hearing.
Well, that's what we thought.
Well, so what I thought is there'll only be one man who'll have helped himself to our food attached to that outfit.
Mm-hmm.
And that'll be Tunnel Cliff.
Yes.
Who's the producer of Friday Night Football. Mm-hmm. So what I thought I'd do is I'd get him on.
Yeah.
And we'll just find it, because he doesn't know anything about this.
Righto.
We'll just find out if he's prepared to tell the truth or if he's going to do what I think he's going to do, and that's lie through his massive nose. So.
There might be some visions.
Yeah, well, just get his number's 0419.
No, don't give his number out on air, James.
Rabbits, dial his number.
Yeah. Yes, hang on. All right.
It finishes in 73.
No. Yeah, that's the one I've got. All right.
Ring him up.
Okay.
Yeah. Does he know? to the agent. Jim.
No.
Oh, he's not going to answer.
Better answer.
Hello?
Now you're on the air.
Tell him who you are.
You're on the air.
Oh, is that you two, Flo? So, is it? Why are you ringing me?
I'm about to get to why we're ringing you, but I'm giving you the courtesy of saying that you're actually on air, so don't drop any magic. Exactly. I have it on good authority that my two packets of barbecue chips were eaten by the Friday Huddle production team, of which you're at the head. True or false?
Luke. Tanners.
Very, very false.
Right, now we're going to do this again.
Well,
this is L. Tunnicliffe.
Yes.
Producer extraordinaire of the Friday Huddle.
Yes.
Ratings winning, award winning.
Has been for a while.
And the Friday Huddle was, of course, in studio here.
Friday night.
What you need to understand is that there are cameras
everywhere
within this building. So I'm going to ask you again. Barbecue chips that were in the rush hour cupboard are no more. Were you a part of the team that ate them?
Cameras, you said.
Yes.
Did you eat chips?
I've learned from the best. BT always said, deny, 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 lie, 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 even if you're caught on camera.
No, Tanner. We got a timeline here. 7:08.
I'll cut to it. It was Jasper.
No!
Jasper's been with us for 3 weeks.
Handed him. He literally went. I don't know where he went and got them, and he just handed them over. He said, "Tunners, help yourself."
No.
So, one of the great qualities of leadership is no matter who does what, as the leader, you accept full responsibility.
Yes.
You have thrown a bloke under the bus who's worked with us for 3 weeks.
That's exactly right, and Jasper will learn from this.
We got vision. We have got vision. Of Jasper leaving at 7:08, coming back at 7:08:33 with chips, but you spoke to him beforehand and bullied him and told him to go and get chips.
Well, it's partly true.
That's good. You're not lying, because you know what happens when you lie.
Oh, yeah, Bill,
Pinocchio.
Go on. I left this show 12 years ago. I see the content hasn't gotten stronger.
You must have told a hell of a lot of lies.
So it is your fault, Luke.
All right, Flogs, I'm busy. Here we go.
So we've got it.
We've got to the bottom of it.
Jasper might get in some trouble.
Well, there's no point denying it.
No.
We're going to be putting it up.
Yeah.
Beersy's going to be putting it up on Instagram so you can see the whole thing unfold. And Jasper, I don't know where he heads from here. Like, he's got some real ground to make
up. We have to have a chat to him when he comes in. Only been here 3 weeks, Jim.
Yep.
Might get the pink slip and say, don't come Monday.
Pink slip. How old are you?
Leave the
keys back in the 70s.
Leave the keys on the fridge on the way out.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Tim English has got, he's ill, Jim. Jim.
Ill Jill. Well, we got to address it.
We do.
No, this is what we've always done at Triple M.
Yes.
When stuff happens, instead of burying your head in the sand, which other stations do,
that's right,
we just address it up front.
Elephant in the room.
So some chips were stolen.
From my...
And we went to the CCTV cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, this is what ensued. The Friday night footy team came in.
Yes.
And our barbecue chips...
Gone.
There's a couple of culprits. Two. And I'm hearing the most junior of our operators,
Junior Burger,
has been a part of this theft.
So someone's...
But he was coerced into doing it.
Bullied.
By a very senior producer with a massive nose. A massive conk belonging to Tunnicliffe.
That's it.
Barbecue chips that were in the rush hour cupboard. Were you a part of the team that ate them?
I've learned from the best. BT always said, deny, 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 lie, 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 even if you're caught on camera.
7:08.
I'll cut to it. It was Jasper.
No! Oh!
So I tell you what, the story about the joker and the thief in the night.
Jasper's been with us for 3 weeks.
I don't know where he went and got them. And he just handed them over and said, Tunners, help yourself.
No.
So one of the great qualities of leadership is no matter who does what, as the leader, you accept full responsibility. Yes. You have thrown a bloke under the bus who's worked with us for 3 weeks.
That's exactly right. And Jasper will learn from this.
So we brought him in.
It's him, Jasper.
Jasper's in.
Mm-hmm.
Jasp. I wasn't here when you arrived today, but it's filtered back to me that we couldn't see you as you walked through the door. You had so many barbecue chips in front of you.
Yeah, I was packing a few in. I had 5 packets in here and I was repaying it.
Good. Well, that's good. You've taken responsibility for your actions.
Were you guilty?
Look, I can't,
Yes or no, that, Jasper?
I can't deny that I did pick him up, but I think what's being missed from the story is Tunner's involvement. And
no, Jasper, you went and got them. You pinched them out of my drawer. You brought them back here.
That is correct, Bill.
Oh. So
what is missing from the story, however?
What is missing?
And Jim, I don't think Bill wanted to tell you this last week.
Go on.
But on the Friday night when you were out of town.
Yes, in Adelaide.
He opened both packets of barbecue chips. He left half a pack in that drawer. I think in 3 days' time, when you came back on the Monday, they would have been stale anyway, mate.
This hasn't come to air.
How long have you been here?
A year and a half, but you called it 3 weeks.
Been here a year and a half, Jim.
Did you open both packets?
I opened one pack and Hose had opened pack. Hose did too. Well, someone up there at the back did. And anyway, so there's 2 packets open, but I took one away because I knew you liked them, but you took them. So you're the gobble doc.
I was disappointed in Tunners because he obviously threw me on the bus at his first opportunity.
Yes.
Let's have a listen because this is a man who has been a leader in this organisation for the best part of 20 years.
Oh, cut to it. It was Jasper.
So you're guilty.
Yeah, I am guilty of.
So you got to bring in.
But Bill, I think you should have told the full story.
Shut up, Jasper. Nothing to do with that. We're not talking about that. So you got to bring in 5 packs every. Well, you're probably not on a lot of money, Woody Pearl, Jess. What are you studying?
I'm doing law.
Why are you near there?
Yeah.
So I like to make myself feel a bit dumb with you.
Ignorance is no excuse. And also,
it hasn't been for you. Now, Jasper, this is the takings out from me for this, for you going forward, because you've got a long and glorious career ahead of you, not only in our caper, but then you're going to study at the bar and end up a lawyer. And a big pardon?
I don't think you'll pass the bar.
Never in your professional life again trust a man with a huge, big nose.
Well, I know now why you call it Pinocchio.
As long as you think that way from now on, you will never go wrong.
Yes.
Am I wrong?
No. No, you're not. How? Anyway, Jasper, make this be a lesson.
Look at Fat getting all serious.
Mate, this be a lesson to you. You just can't pinch things from other people's desks.
He's got 5 Turkish delights in his head.
All right. We'll keep him on.
No, we like Jasper. Yeah, we don't like Tunnicliffe.
No, another week.
I haven't got the pink slip yet. So
no, the pink slip. Do you know what a pink slip is?
No idea. No.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Wouldn't know who from clay.
Well, it's hard to tell sometimes.
There's few things the Rush Hour enjoys more than a Sunday session.
Wouldn't you love to just knock the top off one?
And in this Sunday session,
we pour out the gold from JB and Billy.
You cannot turn your radio dial anywhere else.
It's the Rush Hour Sunday session.
I feel good!
On Triple M.
In this hour, Bill, we've found some classic audio from deep in the Triple M footy archives.
Oh, I'm looking forward to hearing this, Jimmy boy. Plus, we speak to Port Adelaide's Zachy Butters.
Also, we get an idiot song full of your cock-ups and a so-so joke as well.
Yes, but up next, your Kangas take on the Pies later today at Marvel. So we speak to North Young Guns, Harry Cheezel, and George Wardlaw.
JB and Billy are back soon.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session. There's plenty more Rush Hour on the Listener app. Download it now. LISTNR.
I feel good.
Triple M. Ooh, Colin Jones, the Sheez. The Sheez.
On in.
Harry Cheezel with no daylight has slotted it.
Down low, Wardlaw sliding, diving, got up.
Oh.
Kick
from Wardlaw.
Oh, have a go at these two.
Listen to you,
well,
Jim.
Well, the Sheezers, no, we were winding Bristol up how good Georgie's debut was, and it was superb, and the Sheezers has been flying.
Yes.
Georgie, I'm going to start with you. Congratulations, mate. I read where you extended for 2 years today.
Yeah, that's right, I did. That's recent news, so it's very exciting. Didn't take any convincing at all, and here we are.
No, just that's good, one game, Jim. One good game, and he walks in and says, I want a 2 year.
Where's my bloody extension? Yeah. I liked it. Did you enjoy playing that game?
I did. It was a shame with the result, but the whole process and having Blake and Harry alongside with me was awesome. So it was a good day in the end.
And Sheez, you just snuck forward, and that's where you played all your junior footy. So you just reminded people that it was part of your armoury.
Yeah, it was good to be back in the forward line, kicking some goals. But yeah, I've loved my time down back, and I'm not too sure I'm going to play from now on, but I think it's good to have that flexibility.
Play anywhere. Been good down back, in the mid, or kick goals. Georgie, what was it like your first game? You think you're going to win? We're home here, beat the Swans. And then did you know what was going on?
No, I didn't. I really didn't have any clue until later that night. But
later that night, what? 10 or 11 o'clock that night?
No. Yeah, until I did some investigating of myself. But nah, it's a shame. But these things happen. You can't blame one person. So we win as a team and we lose as a team. So,
what about you, Sheez? Were you aware at any stage that one? It was Liam Shields.
Well, he limped off. He got a cramp or something, didn't he?
I think he was concussed.
Concussion, maybe. I think.
So the poor bastard didn't know what he was doing.
Yeah, I don't know. I think they both. I don't know what happened in the end, to be honest, but I was around that stoppage when I heard the umpire like talking to the people on the bench, and he's like, Sydney free kick and a 50 metre. And I was like, I thought it was a joke. I'm like, no. And I was like looking around to see what happened, like someone had hit someone or anything, but found out it was because of the interchange.
Your old mate Buddy was onto it, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he was pretty happy, I saw.
Did he say anything to you? Because you got this beautiful photo. Did you see this?
Yeah.
With you and Buddy 16 years ago or something.
Yeah, I was pretty young back then. A bit bigger then as
I'll tell you what, you're chubby.
Yeah, I know.
You're a chubby little thing.
Yeah. So he came up to me after the game. He's like, you're a bit bigger now, but I reckon I was bigger then.
Did he say that, did he?
Yeah.
That was good.
No, it was pretty nice of him, yeah.
Exactly. That is beautiful stuff. Yeah. Who'd you barrack for growing up?
I was a Bombers, man.
Bombers?
Yep.
What about you? Sheez?
Hawks.
I saw that. Sorry, stupid question. And nine tackles, of course. Not bad.
Nine tackles.
Just got your license.
Did. Recent, very recent. So it's all happening for me.
Oh, good. You get through okay, or you had to have a few
The test. Goes at it? No. First shot.
Well done. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you've been driving around, haven't you?
Yeah, I've been driving around all year.
So you're sick of him?
Yeah, that's probably why we were late, because he was driving here.
No.
All right, now, Georgie, it's some amazing one-on-one, you know, efforts in your first game, and then you take an intercept mark, 25 to 30 out.
What did he do? Jim?
Virtually no angle.
No, he didn't pass it off.
Very nearly out in the full.
No, George.
George,
I
what?
Think it was. Yeah,
it was.
Went out in the full.
What
happened there?
I lost my routine. I lost everything. Everything went out the window.
You try and snap it?
No, I didn't. Cool. I probably should in the end. But, I kind of lost the plot a bit. And then... No surprise that happened, but hopefully I get another chance.
Fat.
Calm down a bit.
Out on the full.
Come on, Georgie. Who do you live with?
I'm living at home at the moment.
You pay rent?
No, I don't.
Can't believe it.
Young blokes.
Only 18.
I'm the same.
You don't pay rent either?
Nah.
Live at home?
Yeah.
Does mum and dad or mum make everything for you? Bed?
Not everything.
Oh.
I do a bit, but yeah, she's pretty good.
Georgie, I don't reckon you do a lot around the house. Just looking at you.
That's fair to say.
So any thoughts of moving out?
Nah, I'm pretty happy at home.
Especially now you've just got the two new deals.
Oh, yeah.
Jeez, you got a bit of walking around money.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, mum and dad want me home, so I'm happy to stay around. Cool. And it's nice.
Girlfriends. Georgie? I don't reckon, but anyway.
Look at it. I have a girlfriend.
Oh, good work. Going all right?
Yes, going very well.
Oh, good work.
Yeah, so do I.
Oh, that's great. Young love.
AFL footballers, Bill.
So you play Collingwood this week.
Oh, that's tough.
A home game for them at Marvel, which is interesting.
Contractually, we've got to play one a year there. Or is it two? No, that'll be bloody good.
And there's a couple of big games, like Steel Side Bottoms 300th game, Mason Cox 100, but you won't worry about that. You'll just get out there for Steve-O.
Exactly. No, but he's against his old team as well, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It'll be exciting. Pies are obviously an unbelievable outfit, so it's good to test ourselves against them and hopefully back up of what we did like last week. Obviously didn't get the result, but if we play like that, I'm sure we'll be in more games. So
yeah, buddy, if you will.
And just one thing, don't kick it to Darcy Moore. Yeah. Big bloke, blonde, just don't kick it to him.
Try and keep it away from
him. Keep it away from him, Georgie, okay?
Yeah, I'll try my best.
All right, boys. Well, it's very nice to meet the two of you. Contract extensions for both of you, so you're committed to the Kangas. We'll get Clarko back. We'll get everything sorted, and away we're off to the races.
Yes, not yet.
But shut up, fat.
No, we're trying.
I'm asking you. I'm talking to the boys.
Well done, Georgie.
Good to meet you both.
And well done, Harry. Lovely.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bill.
Good on you, boys.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What sort of garbage is this?
That's Radio Craft. Bill. A1.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Bit of feedback from Hose Mary.
Yeah.
It's social media feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback, please.
With
Aussie Supermole
Rosie Walton.
Welcome back in, Hose.
We had some feedback from Nick Costello on Instagram.
Ooh.
Ollie Henry, unfortunately, had a ruptured testicle last week. Alex, who does M Sport in a Minute, told us on Testicle Tuesday that his brother Jack reckons he's doing okay, but doesn't want to talk about his brother's genitals.
Fair enough.
Nick Costello sent us a message last week saying, further to Henry's injury, could you please find audio of Spud reacting to Doc White from 2015 when he asked James Kelly how he was feeling post his surgery?
Right.
It's all time. Maddie in the booth, got out of his booth, went into the archives and he found it for us last night.
This is Spud.
And you'll hear Gary and you'll hear Doc White and Damo.
Righto, West Coast v St Kilda. We're going to go into full preview mode very shortly. But before we do that, you always cast an eye over what's been going on. Not only on the playing field, but you've got little spies everywhere. And often you get little nuggets that come your way. And
I do, Gaz.
Unlike some journos, you don't just fire off. You do your homework.
No, I don't. Sure, and last night, this one, Rowan White had his first go at interviewing a player. Normally hands over to Howie.
Biggest
or,
medical
or
presence in the game.
But he went down and interviewed James Kelly. Now, we all know the reason James Kelly was out.
Yeah,
Splint Murray. Just have a listen to his first question. On air, Triple M, the first time he'd interviewed a player. Listen to this question.
The obvious question, of course, 3 weeks since a ruptured testicle, the repair by Dr. Phil Dundee, a great success. How did you feel?
Come on, Doc.
That's something
Dr. Peter Larkins would read. He wouldn't even run with that. Mate, he split his knacker bag. His testicle was split in half. How do you mean how he felt? Have you ever been kicked in the pills? He was in excruciating pain, Doc. You're the doctor. We've pumped you up for 4 years, Doc, and you've ran with that dribble. How did you feel? His pill bag was the size of a Sharon football. 58 stitches later, how do you think he felt? He felt crap. He had a high voice.
Come on, Doc. Come you're better on. Than that, Doc.
That was, I tell you what,
wasn't that bad a question?
No. It's still not as bad. We haven't got it on audio when we sent Ash Chua down to interview Scott Pendlebury when he said, Scont. Scont Pendlebury.
What about idiot Spud? No. Like, honestly, he's that excited about what he's about to say that Gaz couldn't even get the intro.
Yes, Jim.
Spud, shut up. And let me set it up and then you can go.
And what about when he gets on something? Oh, he just runs and runs.
If he gets a chuckle from anyone in the room, then he just used to go like a bloody thoroughbred.
He was incredible. So thank you, Nick Costello, for remembering that. And I'm glad we could find it for you all to enjoy.
Well done, Hose.
That's quality. Nice. From the vault.
Very good, boys. Got your Willis.
So, who was that?
That was you.
It was.
Triple M Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
It's not your best, but it's also not your worst.
No.
Oh, here's Butters. He'll sneak around this way, that way, outside of the right boot. He goals it.
Zachy Butters just copped his right whack because the skimmer came through and smashed him. And Zach Butters smiled at him and said, is that all you got?
Tipped it off. Gave it to Butters, this young man. Oh, has got juice.
Leave it to me, the boy from Bacchus Marsh, Darley Football Club. I've been following him since, 2020, when Zeebs lined him up, Jimmy boy, and Zachy boy got the better of him. Zach Hardnut Butters, welcome to the Rush Hour.
G'day, boys. Thanks for having me.
One of the great pumps up, and he gives me that.
Fat.
Yes.
He's better than you.
No, he's good. How are you going, Zachy boy? You are white hot at the minute.
Yeah, going well, Bill. Just got home from training, so yeah, it's been good to be in a winning team the last month or so, and a part of a well-ordered midfield group. So yeah, just an honour to be a part of it, and yeah, happy to be getting a kick, I guess.
Zach, you're doing more than that, mate. Yeah. You just put together one of the great games in the Well, I don't know whether Mickey Roberts was at the ground at the time, but Friday night, I was at the Adelaide Oval. Mm. And I've never seen anything in modern footy, Bill. I can't remember it raining that bloody hard.
Oh.
It was hosing down. Robbo, what was it like?
Oh, it's still pissing rain.
So there we are.
Yeah.
And yet Zach had it 40 plus times.
Yes.
Goals and the most important part of the game. Mate, it's one of the better games I reckon you've ever played. Would you agree?
Yeah, I definitely, yeah, playing my best game at AFL level and, yeah, one of the better ones I've ever played. But, yeah, I think I said a few weeks ago after the Bulldogs game, I don't mind playing in the wet, like I mentioned, growing up in Ballarat, or playing footy in Ballarat growing up, so sort of become a little bit accustomed to it. And, yeah, it's funny, when you're out there and you're in the zone, you probably don't realise the rain as much because, yeah, you're so in the game and you're riding all the bumps of the game, so sometimes you don't really feel probably all the weather conditions.
Oh, Kenny loved it. Oh, Kenny Hinkley, because you are his pet now. It used to be Ollie Wines, Jim, I'm hearing, but now Zachy boys just move straight in there. And Kenny, after the game, oh, he loved you, Zach.
All I would say is that Robbie knew who he was giving his jumper to. It's been vindicated, hasn't it, that he's handed it over to a pretty special player himself. And what I, you know, without individualising too much, but Zach's game deserves a little bit of that. I mean, I'm not sure that there's too many better games you'll see from a little fella, a tough, brave little prick who takes big moments and turns them into something special.
You heard that before?
Yeah, someone did show me that during the week. You're going to be carried away there, Kenny, I reckon.
Brandon, you're a prick.
I know, you know, he often calls me a prick most weeks, so nothing new there.
Did it all start? We all knew you were pretty hard at it, but I reckon there was some coverage of it when Zeebs tried to clean you up and he had you clean, ready, straight down the middle, and you just bounced up and laughed at him. And even the boys in the box, Daisy Thomas and
Bernie Vince, Joey Montagna,
they loved it. They couldn't believe it.
Power Pep with a tackle, and the advantage is taken, and Zachy Butters just copped his right whack because the Skinner came through and smashed him, and Zach Butters smiled at him and said, "Is that all you got?
What's happened to this kid?"
I'm not sure.
Oh, cement head.
This kid's turned into Michael Voss overnight.
And Zeeble's down.
Oh, Zeeble's down.
What's he made of this kid?
Can you remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that game. I think we versus North up at Metricon. Yeah, I think I got 2 weeks that game as well. So I got a 2 week suspension, so I probably let my emotions get the better of me that one. So,
but and also graceful and silky and all that, and we love the way he flushes the goals from outside 50 and the way he dances around and his speed. But sometimes he's just a bit dopey.
Westcroft to Butters to the advantage. Beautiful handballs. Oh. Takes a bounce. 50, 40, 30.
He's fell over himself. He tripped over himself. It was like a big bundy in front of him. And he went, it's like coming down bloody Mount Everest. He fell over his own feet.
Bill, I think when you get superstars on, you don't play that sort of audio.
No, it's good to go back to that because what happened there, Zach? You just fell over.
Yeah, no, it feels like I've given you lads some good moments over the years, so I'm happy with that. No, I've just been actually sitting on the bench for about 7 minutes, and I come on, and yeah, often when you come on, you don't get a handball received straight away and then run 150 metres, so my legs were a little bit dust, and they just gave way and pretty much fell over. It was pretty embarrassing. Mitch Georgiadis actually shows me that video just about every week just to remind me. So.
Porter flying, third on the ladder, and take on Richmond. It's going to be an interesting game now with Dimmer parting ways with the Tigers during the week.
Yeah, I think, yeah, like you just said, him going, and he's been the backbone of that club for a long time now, and I know how much all the boys there loved him and how much he was respected at the club. So, yeah, I'm sure they're going to come out with a bit of emotion and come out cracking to sort of, yeah, give him a bit of a send-off at the same time. So, yeah, we'll definitely have our challenge on our hands. And I think Richmond have been in most of their games this year. They've only lost whatever games they've lost by small margins. So, and they play a pretty aggressive and hard style footy to stop. So we know that, yeah, we'll have our work cut out for us on Sunday.
You're playing beautifully, mate. Thanks so much for joining us on the Rush Hour.
Thanks, boys. Pleasure. Been good fun.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Hello to you, Pat.
Hello. Hello, Jim. How are you?
What we're going to do now is give the family what they want, which is either an idiot file or an idiot song. It's really whatever Maddie thinks is going to work. And, well, this has been a super group week. Chris Chaney came in, Jimmy Barnes, of course, put together the Barnstormers super group. So today, Fat, the idiot song is all about the super group.
Ooh. You know what Bill just said off air then?
No, Jim, we don't talk about what happened off air.
I said, what happened to the Cranberries? And Bill went, did they go travelling? Oh, no, that was the Wilburys. Well, it's
all right. Riding around in the breeze. Well, it's all right. It's not up to the president. Oh, fair dinkum. Two men wouldn't have done.
You branded him Chewman.
Two men wouldn't have done that.
Heads up with Weatherman Chewman.
And Superman.
Chewman wouldn't have done that, Jim. You can sit around and wait for the phone to ring. 133 59 HR, Jim, that's all you do to me and bully me. But also this hour. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe a damn. Matty Deliba Diva. Even if the sea are wrong, well, it's all right. And these, sometimes you gotta
be strong. Mitch Cleary, we're gonna speak to.
Not a good looking man. he's not coming in?
No, he's on.
You know
the
why? Coleslaw.
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 He's calling it a coleslaw. He's got a cold sore, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Don't have to be ashamed of the car I drive.
I'm just glad to be here, happy to feel that. I don't know if you heard this, but Alex played it before in a minute on Triple M Sport. Yes. And
M Sport in a minute.
That's it.
Thank you, Alex. Alex. Well, it's all right. Out there.
Jimmy, Bill, how are you, boys?
Good, Jono. Who did you meet that's unusual?
I was in. Going to
the end of the line. The Carlton Football Club have announced ruckman Mark Pittenau. Pittenet. With pins, how you where you come
goes
from.
At that.
Pins where you come from.
Pittenau. That's it ever, Pittenau. Peter, no, now, and knee.
Knee.
That were the first three you went with?
And Mark.
Yeah.
I got that right.
What's happening in the end with the speaking bit?
Who are you talking to? You're talking to me?
The bits where you just go, yeah. Well, what are they?
I think of something. And then I go to say it, but it just doesn't come out. That's it. Well, that comes out.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. Get ready to laugh.
Any chance of the joke being funny?
No.
Or groan.
That's truly horrific.
This is Billy's joke on Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session.
Two bored male casino dealers were waiting at the craps table, Jim.
Right.
Just waiting there, very boring, no one around. A very attractive blonde woman arrives and bets $20,000 on a single roll of the dice, Jim. $20,000. She says, I hope you don't mind, but I feel much luckier when I'm completely nude. With that, she strips down, nothing on, Jim, rolls the dice and yells, come on, baby. Mama needs some new clothes. As the dice comes to a stop, she jumps up and down and squeals, yes, 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 I won, I won, I won. She hugs each of the dealers, picks up her winnings and her clothes and quickly departs. The dealers stared at each other and were dumbfounded. Finally, one of them said, what did she roll? The other one said, I don't know. I thought you were watching. She's just collected the money and gone, Jim. How good's that? Look at James pretending he doesn't like.
There's five people out there.
Not a laugh.
Matty O's out there too.
Anyone.
I like it.
Not Beersy. Not Spence, who was in here earlier.
Spence. Spence the chip maker. And
not Matty O, not Witt.
Another
not
good
Hose.
Joke. All right, I'm not doing them anymore then. You can all get stuffed.
It's cracking.
Bill, I do me best. I get no help from
you. Knew
I get no help from anyone.
You knew that was poor, didn't you?
No, it's not a bad joke.
No, it's a
actually
very bad joke.
Actually, all right. I won.
You did say at the start of the week you're going for five in a row.
No, I need some help, but I don't get any, so it's all me.
What about the jokes? Need help with them too?
Oh, good one. Now, that's funny.
Not bad, Rabbit.
This has been Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session. The best of JB and Billy.
You might get taken off air if you don't lift.
And you can catch the boys anytime by downloading the Listener app.
How do you spell it?
LISTNR. I feel good.